USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Vice President Kamala Harris was in Selma, Alabama to mark the 59th anniversary of a milestone in the civil rights movement, Bloody Sunday. Harris also addressed the war in Gaza, calling for both sides to allow humanitarian aid in.
And given the immense scale of suffering in Gaza, there must be an immediate ceasefire.
Harris also called for Israel and Hamas to come to an agreement in which there would be a 4 to 6 week ceasefire in exchange for Hamas releasing hostages. Three passengers that were on the Alaska Airlines plane that had to make an emergency landing after a door plug blew off mid-flight are suing the airline and Boeing for $1 billion, claiming negligence caused the incident. The lawsuit, filed on behalf of Kyle Rinker, Amanda Strickland, and Kevin Kwok, is seeking both compensatory and punitive damages from Boeing. The lawsuit alleging the incident on Flight 1282 is just one terrible chapter in the evolving story of Boeing and Alaska Airlines, placing profits above safety. Former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley won the Republican presidential primary in Washington, D.C. This is Haley's first win of the primary, with former President Donald Trump winning every other one.
This primary isn't between Donald Trump and Nikki Haley. Yes, on the ballot, that's what you see. This primary is, what is the direction of the Republican Party?
Haley, the first woman to win a GOP presidential primary. She plans to keep pushing forward until Super Tuesday. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A memorial service for Flacco, the Eurasian eagle owl who escaped his enclosure at the Central Park Zoo last year and spent more than a year as a wild bird, drew several hundred fans on Sunday. The large crowd gathered around one of Flacco's favorite oak trees in the North Woods of Central Park, where a memorial sprang up after he died. People read poems they wrote, displayed pictures, even sang songs that were inspired by Flacco. The service was even live-streamed with people viewing it from around the world. Caitlin Clark seems unstoppable. The Iowa Hawkeyes senior has beat Pete Maravich's record to become the NCAA's all-time points record holder in Division I college basketball. Clark burying two free throws just before halftime, beating Maravich's record of 3,617 points during his career at LSU. Dune Part 2 brought some spice to movie theaters this past weekend. The sci-fi film stormed the North American box office, earning $81.5 million in ticket sales. Globally, it earned $97 million, bringing its debut to $178.5 million worldwide. The film Bob Marley, One Love, brought in $7.4 million for second place, and Ordinary Angels, $3.9 million for third. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.